Fusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Good day, wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
Use dissent with disloyalty. We must remember always that accusation is not proof, and that conviction depends upon evidence and due process of law. We will not walk in fear one of another. We will not be driven by fear into an age of unreason if we dig deep in our history and our doctrine. And remember that we are not descended from fearful men, not from men who feared to write, to associate, to speak, and to defend the causes that were for the moment unpopular. We can deny our heritage and our history, but we cannot escape responsibility for the results. We proclaim ourselves, indeed as we are, the defenders of freedom wherever it continues to exist in the world. But we cannot defend freedom abroad by deserting it at home. Cassius was right. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves. And good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're ready, because straight from downtown Columbus, Ohio, it is time for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
All righty. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, July 5th. 2022. Don't forget, we're listener supported here at the station. So if you head over to our homepage on the internet, now that's going to be either freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. Either one would take you to our homepage. And we appreciate it if you'd go ahead and make a donation. That would be great. We are listener supported. Here we are today. One of the things that I wanted to comment first on is, if you flipped on the TV yesterday, okay, any of these national or mainstream media celebrations weren't really about Independence Day at all. They had rappers and salsa dancers and all kinds of nonsense like that. So it's really not, you know, there's no mention of the Founding Fathers, Revolutionary War, or any of that stuff. So, you know, the 4th of July is really Independence Day. But that's not what y'all got out of that. Okay. All right. So let's see what we got going on here today. And we'll take a look over at the news here. And we're back today. Kind of nonsense. This Zelensky guy who's popping up in the media asking, begging, demanding money. And he wants to rebuild Ukraine. I wonder if Biden's going to want to rebuild Ukraine and take the money out of your pocket, right? Well, here we go. Well, here's a new one, analysis. Fyodor Konov, why the West has failed to get the rest of the world on board to support this confrontation with Russia. Well, let's see what this has got to say, huh? Get to that article here. And of course, over here with the inflation, I mean, I've seen some people post pictures of like $75, $100, $150 worth of food in a grocery store. I'm like, oh my God, man. It's like, I couldn't believe anybody could live off of that. And we'll go here. U.S. recession whispers becoming roar, says Politico. This is over at RT.com. The Fed may tolerate an economic slump in order to tame inflation. So these people, I don't know that they know what they're doing. I don't believe they do. The alarm over a looming recession is growing louder in the U.S. as the government struggles to control soaring prices, Politico reported Tuesday. From Wall Street to Washington, whispers about a coming economic slump have risen to nearly a roar, the publication writes, adding that the Federal Reserve's aggressive policy sent stocks tumbling to their worst performance in decades and plunged consumer confidence to record lows. So I don't know how anybody is at gas, $5.50, $6 a gallon, $5 a gallon, let's say. Use that figure, $5 a gallon. I mean, think about it. Just going to work, I mean, what's the average car, say 20 miles a gallon, 25 a gallon? I mean, you're probably spending what? Anywhere. You're probably spending $20 a day just on your commute, at least, I would think. What's that, 4 gallons? Yeah, more than that. So that's an extra $500 a month out of your pocket just to drive to work. Now, people who are in the working and middle classes can't afford this. So they want to beggar us, steal from us. Why? I don't know. I don't know. And of course, everybody is talking about, Biden and his basically taking the turd and on a plate and lifting it up to the sky and saying how beautiful this is, right? What's this top British cabinet members resign? Ooh, let me see here. For the load for me. Well, this is RT.com. Okay. Saki Yavid and Rishi Sunak announced their registration level simultaneously. UK Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, he's an Indian fella, and Health Secretary Sajid Javid, what he is, resigned on Tuesday as outgoing scandals plagued the Conservative Party and Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The pair have issued a call for Johnson to quit, declaring he's no longer worthy of leading the country. So there you go. Boris Johnson must not be doing what Georgie Soros, Georgie Schwartz wants him to do. Okay. And so now they're attacking him and ripping his cabinet apart. How nice. How nice these people are, okay? All right. Ooh, here's Zelensky. Part of the narrative. The Russians are coming for Europe, says Zelensky. Moscow sees Ukraine as a starting point for future moves in the region, the Ukrainian president says. Well, here's what he said, quote, we need a system of security guarantees, which would be effective, even while we are not part of the alliance, close quote, Zelensky said on Tuesday. Russia views this territory of our country as a foothold for capturing other European states, which means to ensure the security of Ukraine is to provide a long-term security for the whole of Europe. Well, how about that bootstrapping logic, huh? All right. Anyway, you got a mess over there. You have a mess over here. Oh, another one of those food processing plants burn down? I gotta check the number. I think we're basically up to 100 right now. Okay. Let me see here. So that's a mess over there. We've been talking about that since February. Who knows what's going to happen with that? Germany, let's see. Apparently, the Germans are having issues with energy, and they have to ration it. How about that? Hot water. Gee, I wonder why. Huh? When are these people going to figure out you need to kick certain elements out of your country? And the European Union is a socialist communist plot to take what's left of their money. Okay, let's not say that. All right. Let me see something here. It's a slur day for me. Hopefully someone will come on and throw me a lifeline and pull out some good stuff. Ah, yes, LibertyDaily.com. Build Back Better 2.0. Globalist elites rebrand to rules-based world order. Oh, what's this supposed to mean? Oh, there's a picture of Gates, Schwab, and Soros. It's a composite, of course, their faces. But what's that supposed to mean? And we have a Highland Park attack. A leftist socialist Antifa scum who is most mentally stunted, if you see his picture, shot a bunch of people. Let's go over here. Dossier.substack.com. The dossier. Build Back Better 2.0. Global elites rebrand to rules-based world order. More hubris, less freedom. By George Schnattel. A free world is a troublesome slogan. As basic freedoms have become a radical concept in the year 2022, the Western ruling class, which used to defend the idea of unalienable rights, has decided that such a term carries many troublesome connotations regarding the unalienable rights of you, the members of the plug class. So it's time for a rebrand and a deployment of some new rhetoric to protect the elites sitting atop the global hierarchy and demonstrating their supposed moral superiority. Our ruling class is now coalescing behind what they refer to as a rules-based world order. Okay. So we've got a Jillian McKeith. Now it's rules-based order, whatever that means, but it's peppered in the vocabulary all over. And we see a speech here at the Chatham House, a linked video as evidence. Then we also have New Zealand. What's this? Oh, Prime Minister Jakarta. Jacinda, whatever her name is. So the elites are starting to mouth new vocabulary. The rules-based order, a bumper sticker slogan that has united the rules of the Anglosphere, EU and NATO, powers against their foreign and domestic enemies, is easy to define once you understand what they mean by the word rules. Barb is being deployed repeatedly at the Russian government, Chinese government in reference to trade policy. And Biden just came out today, and did he's relaxing or doing away with tariffs on China. How about that? Less money into the coffers of the United States Treasury. A tariff is a trade for tax on foreign trade. We have a system of tariffs in the Constitution. That's what's supposed to fund the government. And he's just getting rid of the ones that Trump put on. That means they're going to come and beggar you and rob more money out of your wallet to offset it. The barb is being deployed repeatedly at the Russian government and the Chinese government in reference to trade policy, condemning its invasion of Ukraine as violating the modern construction that is the liberal international order, or the illusion of Pax Americana. Better yet, the rules of territorial sovereignty established after World War II. Okay. So you're going to see a bunch of bullshit. They're going to shift the ground underneath your feet here. Here, this is from Forbes over at the NATO summit, right? President Biden, quote, "At this summit, we rallied our alliance to meet both the direct threats that Russia poses to Europe and the systemic challenges that China poses to a rules-based world order," close quote. What is that supposed to mean? I don't know what that's supposed to mean, okay? He's NATO Association of Canada, an official tweet. calls it the rules-based international order, okay? So this article goes on, when Russia invades Ukraine, they're violating the rules-based order. However, when Western powers invade the Middle East or Africa, and subjugate their own citizens in the name of a virus, they are not violating the rules because their hubris fuel of moral supremacy allows these powers to determine who is and not in good standing to the rules-based order. So the rules-based world order. Okay. All right. So you can see here there's tweets from the Western politicians. They're all using the same language here. Okay. All right. So this article goes on and concludes, what a ruling class really means is that they want to continue making all of the rules. They have no moral high ground to claim, so a vague appeal to some kind of shared moral principles must suffice. In short, the rules-based world order is nothing more than a moral appeal to keep the same people in charge of everything. So the whole system that they put together, I suppose, after World War II with the Bretton Woods financial system, NATO, all that other stuff like that, they have not defined, well, I don't know if they defined a new, well, what's the new system? This new system is the reset, the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum. Is it working out so well for this, for them? And you can look at these pictures here, these tweets, NATO tweets, where they're using that language. And these people are all, they're cookie cutter. The politicians are all, you know, shills for the people you don't see in front of your face. And then this shooting, right? Highland Park attack occurred despite red flag law, other stringent gun controls. This guy is a freak, man. I don't know if you've seen pictures of this punk. Okay. He's just a freak. And let's see what we have with him. Breitbart.com. Yeah, they had a red flag law over in Illinois, right? A red flag law, a waiting period for gun purchases, licensing requirements, and numerous other gun controls did not prevent the July 4, 2022 Highland Park attack. Okay. Moreover, Gabby Giffords' gun control group gives Illinois a grade of A- on gun control. Illinois has a red flag law, a waiting period for gun purchases, gun owner licensing, domestic violence gun laws, open carry regulations, and numerous other gun controls. The gun owner licensing is done via firearm owner's identification cards. Only with those with a FOID card can legally buy and possess a gun in Illinois. In the process of acquiring a Ford card, it includes a background check. Listen, if you live in Illinois, listen to what you have to do to buy a firearm, okay? The Illinois State Police lists the process for buying a gun in Illinois. Buyer must possess a valid FOID card, okay? Buyer must verify local firearm ordinance requirements. Buyer must display a valid FOID card to FFL prior to handling a firearm as a prior restraint. This is unconstitutional on your liberties. Buyer must complete federal form ATF 4473. FFL notifies the state police. They perform a background check. You get an approval transfer. Buyer must abide by the state of Illinois waiting period before, this is important, before taking possession of the firearm. The waiting period for long gun is 24 to 72 for handgun. Upon taking possession of the firearm must be unloaded and closed in case of transport. So, Cook County has an assault weapons ban and also bans high-capacity magazines, which is unconstitutional. Okay. Apparently, what New York wants to do now is they signed a law, the governor, where you have to deliver all your social media to the government so they could look at it before you can buy a firearm. That, this is crazy. Okay. See, the problem is, you're too busy. People are too busy. This guy's a freak that did this. He's dressed. I don't know how he was. Is he a tranny? Was wearing women's clothing during the rampage? Really? Huh. Wow. He's a leftist. He's an Antifa. They killed these people over here yesterday in Illinois. Wow. But you're not hearing that, though, are you? Why not? Right? It's too bad that he wasn't a MAGA supporter or a Trump guy, right? Right? Okay, all right, dude. How you doing today?
Hey, Deacon.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, I would say happy 4th of July, but of course yeah. We couldn't make it through the 4th of July without yet another leftist terror attack.
I know.
And I'm wondering when we're just going to start just calling them what they are. They're leftist terror attacks in this country, sponsored by... Mm-hmm. You know what I guess you would call the deep state, the alphabet agencies that don't want to let go of their hold on power over this country, despite driving it into the ground with their completely unhinged totalitarian agenda and their reckless policies that have led to unlimited spending on foreign aggression and domestic repression. That's what they're doing. I mean, I think you'd find be hard pressed to find, you know, a worse group of people. You really would. I mean, they make such a big deal about Putin. I don't see Putin doing this stuff to his own people. I don't see that they're whatever their version of the KGB is doing this stuff to their own people. I don't hear about it. We read Russian media. I look through Telegram pages. They're not explaining away these events like our media do. Like if they happened in Russia, they'd be saying, oh, the Americans are sponsoring these terror attacks. We don't even hear about anything like that because they're not happening there. Because they don't do that kind of crap.
No, and if they do, the police show up and kill the guy right away.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they don't mess around either. They might be a little too old school as far as meting out justice, but they get the job done. Let's put it that way. So the message is stay on the straight and narrow and don't get carried away with this progressive, you know, BS and insanity. That is tragic for this young man, if he was still a man. I mean, apparently he was. He was some type of rapper. And it, ironically enough, his name was Awake the Rapper. Awake. That isn't woke enough for you. And, of course, they couldn't suppress all the evidence quickly enough. A lot of people are well aware that there is oftentimes, as in the case of the Buffalo shooter, a trail of evidence that has been building and that you can find on social media. These people are posting to all the popular social media and have followings on the left, and they act out their fantasies in various ways before they eventually, some of them, participate in them for real. And it appears Uvalde might be a similar case. We don't know because the guy's dead, but they're covering up a lot there. Buffalo, it looks like the case. And with this kid, it's definitely the case. He did many social media posts and even made a rap video where he was in a school, acting really insane and threatening and kind of staging preludes to violence. Let's put it that way, as if the classroom couldn't restrain him. And he was, he would switch his outfit from a school, school type attire. And he would switch into like a Antifa like attire.
Right.
You know, the kid is he's mentally, deranged. He also dressed up as I've heard what the report is that during the shooting, he was dressed up as a woman.
Is that right?
Wow. Yeah. And that's why I guess they didn't pick him up right away. The description was a little vague because of the way he was dressed. Like people weren't sure exactly what he was from a distance, and then I guess it became clear. I've also heard that he is the son of a former, local politician in the area. I have to find that story again, but not a current politician, but a former one, of course, a leftist. Not a major one, city council or something like that. But that's how deep all this stuff goes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the initial reports are all, oh, it must be a Trumpist. Like a Trump supporter would shoot a July 4th parade. I mean, that sounds exactly like something a leftist communist
right.
would do.
Exactly.
And, of course, it is one. And at least the police didn't screw around and actually – try to pin it on somebody else. They actually decided to bring this kid in. And I guess this kid wasn't programmed enough to make sure he got shot. So now he's actually someone they caught alive. Oh, and it has been revealed by this article in Gateway Pundit that he has ties to a group called the Democratic Socialists of America.
How about that, huh?
He's even got their emblem tattooed on his neck.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like he's got ties to Antifa as well. He had posted on social media frequently the symbol of a splinter group or a group, a subgroup of Antifa called Anti-Fascist Action. And he has the garb. He has a hat with the anarchist A on it. He right. has a full Antifa garb. I mean, he is nowhere near being a Trumpist. In fact, according to the Gateway Pundit article, he attended a Trump rally once in, I don't know, I think it was where he is in Chicago, dressed in a Where's Waldo outfit.
What?
And posted a picture of himself on social media in this outfit at a Trump rally. So, yeah, Where's Waldo? You know, the striped clothing yeah. and the glasses. Yeah, just strange, strange things. So these people have captured a lot of his social media. It's all leftists. It's all leftists. I watched his video.
Uh-huh.
It's bizarre. It's disturbing. It preludes. I mean, if you were going to say that kid's going to be a school shooter, there isn't much more clear evidence than this video he made. I don't know if YouTube took it down already. I'm sure somebody else got it. I went right to it from the link I had yesterday, and yeah. it was still there. But they might have taken it down, so I might have to dig it up somewhere else. If I find it, I'll put it on my Telegram page. But yeah, this guy's leftist all the way. No question about it. I mean, he's bordering on being a transgender.
Yeah.
That's how much they've screwed with this kid's mind. Bobby Cremo is his name. Bobby Cremo, Awake the Rapper. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I guess my question is, what kind of society and culture produces this garbage and then not only lets him do what he wants, but if you try to stop him or criticize this or say this is not the way to go, then we're what are we? We're racist or whatever, or homophobes or whatever. See, this is sick and twisted. And of course they knew this guy had the capacity to do this. And of course they're monitoring him. But we're right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
This is David Dungeon from Shiny Side Out. You're listening to Revolution Radio. And now we return you to Liberation Nation with Deacon John.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, listener supported, so head over to either freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. Make a donation. So, yeah, I mean, why aren't they? Are they? I've been paying attention to the mainstream media. Are they harping on this guy? On this, or not? Are they avoiding it because he's a leftist problem? Probably right.
They have not emphasized it. Instead, they have emphasized that he purchased the gun through legal means. A little hint that gun sales aren't safe, even mm-hmm. with background checks that the FBI refuses to do, apparently. Especially on crazy leftists who are posting on social media about killing people. In fact, they've already admitted in researching his internet history that he was researching mass shootings. The FBI has already admitted this. And that he liked several tweets advocating for the imprisonment of pro-January 6 Republicans under the hashtag arrest them all. Yeah. So that
this whole thing, this whole political communist socialist Antifa, Black Lives Matter, radical Maoist, cultural Marxism, racial class, whatever you want to call it, shit never existed before the past, I don't know, maybe what, decade or so.
Obama.
Yeah, exactly. He's the one who brought it in, and Clinton and Alinsky. Yeah, that's their model, and Soros is funding it, and This was never part of this country's culture or anything like that at all, ever. And it's just infected and caused so much trouble. And what I don't get, I guess they're being protected, right? The law enforcement's not going after people that are saying these things, or posting these things, are they? No, they're being allowed to continue.
No, in fact, there's evidence that they suppressed information that Cremo was connected to Antifa and other progressive groups. Again, there's an article in Gateway Pundit saying while they released the identity of the July 4th killer in Highland Park, Illinois, yesterday, authorities did identify him as Robert Bobby Cremo III, and he was taken into custody. It's obvious he's far left on social media, and users began telling lies about Cremo after the parade shooting. They implied that Cremo was MAGA, and they tried to use the one or two photographs of him at a Trump rally dressed in a Where's Waldo outfit and also prancing around apparently his apartment wearing a Trump flag on his back right before attending this rally. And those were the only photographs he apparently ever took of himself with anything to do with Trump. There's two of them, and it's on this Gateway Pundit article right here. And there's a whole list of – or there's a whole thread that came out right after the shooting where these progressives, a group of progressives on Twitter, started cheering the news. And here's one, Lisa Meyer on Twitter. It's from yesterday. Democrats running for office should use these photos in their attack ads. Somebody called Save Democracy. Oh, look, he's a MAGA Trump supporter. Why am I not surprised? Another posting in this thread, Tempest. I had already seen right-wing accounts accusing him of being a leftist Antifa. Trotsky of the 21st century, how appropriate. In fairness, they say this about every domestic incident, especially their own. And the next guy, North and Goal, he's a Trumper. Shocking. But Cremo, this is what they say in response to the article, but Cremo, as we pointed out earlier today, has strong connections to socialists, progressives, Antifa, and the occult. His affiliations with socialists, progressives, Antifa, and the occult are all over his social media posts. It's clear this guy is dark and has more to do with Antifa than MAGA. But the liberals push this false information to twist the truth. Those investigating his profile, the police, the FBI, could have easily released his political affiliation, but they have delayed this or refused to share it at all, despite the evidence that others have found and are posting. This is another reason why Americans don't trust the FBI and mainstream media. There's now ample evidence that yesterday's demonic shooter is connected to the left, and yet this was hidden in the press initial press reports and on social media while he was being accused of being a Trump supporter. So this is what they're down to. This guy has blue and pink hair. Okay, he dresses like a woman, and it was in fact disguised as a woman during the attack. There is video of him running away from a surveillance camera dressed as a woman. It's not even a question. That's how one of the things the police used to catch him. I can't imagine there's many Trump supporters that would display, you know, have neck tattoos, pink and blue hair, dress as a woman. I mean, there might be a few. I don't think this guy's one of them, if there are any. But yeah, there's Ben Bradley has posted on his Twitter that this photo or – well, it's actually a brief video of the Cremo fleeing the shooting from a surveillance camera was even broadcast on Chicago's local superstation WGN. And they are now investigating this image of the suspected parade shooter dressed as a woman. Police are now saying he wore the disguise to aid in his escape. But this appears to be a mode of dress he has worn in the past several times, it looks like, in his, from his own social media. So I think as long as the information gets out there, it's going to be a pretty high bar to link him to the Trump movement with his entire social media history, pretty much looking up ways to not just imprison January 6th Trump supporters and stuff, but to kill them. And obviously that's looks like what he did yesterday. I mean, he's not shooting leftists at this July 4th parade. It's mostly going to be conservatives. I mean, leftists pretty much want to, you know, light the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence on fire these days. So why would they celebrate it? I mean, I don't know. It just seems to me it's more trying to get back on this gun-grabbing agenda that they couldn't sustain it with Uvalde fell apart, so they need more. They need another one. Right. This is another botched one. They just need more and more. And in fact, they've had several more yesterday as well in different places, none as big as this. But they had another one in New York yesterday, but it was stopped by an off-duty New York City correction officer who shot a man who was pointing a gun at the crowd that was gathered for July 4th celebration. No kidding. And this was in Queens, New York.
Wow.
Correction officer, this is on Fox 5 in New York. Correction officer David Donegan He was off duty at the time. It was a memorial celebration near 214 Place and Jamaica Avenue in Queens. 23-year-old man pointed a gun toward the crowd on Monday about 8 p.m., and that's when correction officer took out his gun and fired at the man, striking him in the torso. The man fired back and actually struck the officer in the leg. The corrections officer, Benevolent Association, said a second man also took out a gun and pointed it at the crowd. So,
jeez.
Yeah, but it looks like the second guy took off and the other guy was shot. So this guy, it looks like he's all in the hospital, but it looks like was discharged a few hours later. So he looks like he's all right. I didn't get the fate of the guy he shot, but this is a brief story. So it's just something I came across. And another thing that happened yesterday is this is how far the left has gotten. This is how extreme they've gotten. You had on Independence Day, you had a kind of anti-Independence Day transgender march.
Oh my God!
Okay, and this is actually in Germany, but this is just this is a whole Western movement of all these leftists, and so you had this transgender march yesterday. Where was it? This is all in German, so I can't get the city. But the point is, the transgenders have angered so many, I guess, normal leftists that during the march, they got into a fist fight with a similar group of lesbians.
Well,
so it led to this massive brawl between lesbians and transgenders at their own like pro transgender march. It was called Dyke March.
Oh my God.
So, it's just, these people are just insane. They're insane. What can I say?
What do you suppose makes people, I mean, I suppose I can understand how someone's mind can be twisted like that and they could be, take that path in life. But what I don't understand is, why doesn't the system stop it? Why doesn't the educational or cultural or legal system or whatever stop that and not let it develop to the point where we have these issues here? That's what I don't understand.
Well, I mean, right now, who runs these institutions but the left?
Yeah, I suppose.
And pretty much, I mean, they've been forcing out conservatives even from the military at this point. So you're talking about an education system that was captured by the left, 40 or 50 years ago, and has been getting more and more leftist and communist every year. Just more and more extreme, more and more contorted in their thinking. No grasp of the subtle circumstances around the nation's history, the obvious contradictions in its founding, but the reason that we founded a country is because our situation did have a lot of uncomfortable contradictions that people wanted to actually resolve and not be forced to continue to endure under a monarchy. You know, if life was peachy in 1776, I doubt there would have been a revolution, and it wasn't all about taxation without representation. There was problems with slavery right from the beginning. The Pilgrims were always anti-slavery, but unfortunately, they were no longer the minority after the 1690s. You had all these other people coming over and all the British crown colonies in the South, which were aristocratic land holdings. You know, the northern colonies were basically charter colonies from the British East India Company. And so it was more of an employee-employer relationship where if you want to be religious, be religious. Just make us money. You know, even the Pilgrims had a deal where they had to repay all the costs of bringing them over here. And so you would basically work for 15, 20 years to pay off all your debts and then hopefully pass all your holdings down to your children. That was at least the idea for a lot of people. But in the South, they set up the land peasant system again. initially trying to use white people to do it, but white people fled to the north or just refused to do it and went further westward. And so they had to start, you know, the Indians, basically a lot of them couldn't last under that type of regime. They would, I think a lot of them, what I've read is they would commit suicide or they would actually fight back and cause wars. So they couldn't get local population to do it. So then it led to importing, you know, Africans more and more and more until it became all Africans. And that's how that started. And under the auspices of Britain, Britain participated in, and then eventually they outlawed slavery. Not after they had already created this entire slave system in the United States. And certainly Britain was not about to end it here. So they benefit from it. All their mills in England that wove all the clothing, the mills of Manchester, they all used American Southern cotton that was picked by slaves. No protest from England about that. No, not from the politicians. Yeah, there was the religious people in England who protested about it. But, you know, I'm just saying there's all these contradictions because the world was changing. And so there's no appreciation left about any of this stuff. And it's the same with technology. Whether advocating electric vehicles or Bitcoin or whatever they're advocating, it's just, hey, let's just do it. Let's just enact it like a flick of a wrist, and it will just come into being, and everyone will use Bitcoin or everyone will have an electric car. There's no danger to it. There's no cost associated with suddenly switching, everyone switching over to one thing and us suddenly shutting off all the energy. Let's just do it because we're impatient. We're leftists. We want that stuff today. And we're going to cry if we don't get it right now. And we're smart. We've already thought of everything. Just agree with us and obey. That's the demand. When, in truth, they haven't thought of everything. Their choices aren't always the best. They're convenient for their ideology because they're an ideology of totalism. It's very homogeneous thinking. They want a one-size-all-fit solution. And that's why they like big government. One-size-fits-all. The government, the big government, will solve your problem, will fund it, will populate with our brilliant leftists. They will diagnose your situation and deliver the solution they deem fit, and you will accept it, peasant, and you like it. You will own nothing, and you will like it, peasant. So I'm seeing a parallel between a lot of leftist thinking and a lot of globalist thinking. It's very parallel, very close to each other at this point. You know, if you want to be an individual, it's pretty hard to be a leftist today. Even this kid who committed this heinous act and he dressed all up, you know, did he dress up like a guy wearing buffalo horns and war paint and go out and kill people? No, he dressed up like just another transgender, just like the it's the current thing. Oh, I'm going to be unique. I'm going to be another pink-haired transgender. I mean, how long has that been going on? I could go out in the streets of Ann Arbor and find 20, 30, 50 people that look just like him. This is unique. This is exercising your individuality. When some leftist, communist, transgender studies person is determining, well, let me analyze you and figure out which gender you are. First of all, the thought isn't coming out of your head. You're hearing this on the media, leftists, and saying, I want to fit into a group. Oh, I can jump on this trend and instantly fit in and become popular, not by exploring my own individuality, but glomming on to the social construct of this huge machine of basically psychological manipulation of the masses through cultural memes and the normalization of behaviors that basically are self-destructive. You know, but while they're self-destructive, they're also rebellious. They're also breaking the normal narrative of, you know, getting a job and raising a family and stuff. So it gives people who are rebellious the feeling that they're becoming more of an individual when they're just destroying their own individuality. They're trading it for a little rebellion. Basically, they're trading it for a Thelma and Louise moment where they drive over the cliff with their fist in the air, thinking they're going to land Dukes of Hazzard like on the other side when they're really going to end up like Wile E. Coyote. So, I should say, there's not going to be a Warner Brothers reincarnation for them. So, it's tragic. It's tragic for everyone involved that the ability of like neurolinguistic programming and all this stuff the CIA MK Ultra program has done to refine psychological programming and manipulation is being used on our youth and reinforced by the CIA Mockingbird media, this memes and its social rewards for complying and going along with their little false reality. But that's where we are. I mean, most young people, there's no way they're going to be able to figure out the level to which they're being manipulated.
Right.
Because this has been going on for a long time and it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. So it's a very difficult situation when the actual truth lurks in the realm of a science of programming people, manipulating the thinking that is not widely understood.
Right.
Well, but it's there.
It's a major problem, and it's rearing its ugly head constantly. And if we try to correct it, then we're called names.
Right.
And, yeah, so that's unfortunate. And I think you're right. I think these leftists, socialist communists have basically taken over all the public institutions, unfortunately, especially the bureaucracy. And this is what they believe in, you know?
Well, these are the institutions that don't have to produce anything of practical value on the open market. The government takes our tax money, hands it over to them, and then tells them what to do. And the government now is more an administrative deep state of the executive branch, an illegal, unconstitutional growth of the executive branch that isn't responsible to Congress.
Yeah.
So it's unelected. It's a permanent deep state. And that's just what the Supreme Court recent ruling against the EPA put a big, a check on that power, put a big hole in their agenda, because it said that the EPA doesn't have the right to impose carbon taxes without the Congress passing legislation to that effect.
How about that?
You can't just mandate all this stuff because you feel like it, because you want to save the earth. Yeah, in our system, Congress, just like with abortion, Congress has to pass a frickin' law about it. It's not in the Constitution. And then it runs the regular gamut once you pass a law, you know, and the president signs it. Then people can sue, and it goes up the court system to find out, hey, is it constitutional or not? Okay? That's how it's worked. This is how, from the very beginning, our system has worked. And so, you know, what this whole thing is with the deep state is not just trying to get around the Constitution. It's trying to get around democracy itself, because when the deep state, when the EPA tries to enact basically a law that it writes itself, it's going around the bicameral legislative system. It's all executive branch. We have two houses of Congress.
Right, bring it in through the back door. That's what they thought. Just administratively with the EPA, put this bullshit, these taxes in, you know, and they got caught, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, it is completely, you know, liberals and socialists weighing on so much about our democracy. Well, if you want to talk about democracy, even if you want to leave the idea of a republic aside about the whether it's constitutional or not, it's not democratic. They're not voting on these laws. They're just being imposed by unelected bureaucrats. If you want to have a law about something in a democracy, here's an idea. How about voting on it? Nobody voted for this EPA legislation. No one. But they want to try to impose it.
Right.
And the Supreme Court said no. Wisely. So there's two strikes against the communists. They're anti-Republican, anti-republic, I should say, not Republican, anti-republic, okay, and they're anti-democratic. So what the hell are they? Oh, they're totalitarians. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And that's what communism is. It's a totalitarian system. Just admit it, communist. So that's what this kid is. And, you know, he flamed out. He flamed out because these people are along with being, you know, just screwed up in the head. I mean, they're fragile. And it's leftism. You know, what it should say on this tombstone is killed by leftism, basically.
Yeah.
And people like Fauci, because it's been coming out, and this is another report today. Fauci's National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases spent $500,000 to turn monkeys transgender.
What? Wait, say that again.
They spent money in the fiscal years 2021 and 2022 to inject hormones into male monkeys to make them female.
Why?
Well, yeah, just because, hey, it's the current thing. You want to give people the opportunity to become transgender. So why not? You know, figure out how to do it better.
Well, again, this is the castration of the male population because they don't want any resistance to putting in their communism. I don't know how to properly voice it right now, but that's basically what this is, right? You don't want men running around who are normal men saying, wait a minute, this is bullshit. I'm not sending my kids to school so you could tell them that they could wear a dress or whatever, dress however they want and all this other nonsense, and then come home and call CPS on me when I say, no, we're not doing that. They don't want people that they bust you down. So, yeah, that's what this is, exactly.
Oh, we're done. All right.
All right, well, Telegram, Dude's News on Telegram. Thanks, Dude. We'll check you out later.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Good night.
Natural Law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone banking. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Alert. 80.